I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. On two stories that we've been following, there's a sense of calm today. Palestinians and Israelis are not shooting rockets at each other. They're talking. Not directly, but as we'll hear later on The World, they are talking. And in Ferguson, Missouri today, also a sense of calm. And we'll kick off proceedings today on The World with the Ferguson story, specifically how Ferguson's cops have the weapons and armor like soldiers in Iraq. That's not me saying that. That's the title of a new item in the Daily Beast. Ferguson's cops are armed like I was in Iraq, writes Philip Carter. He's a former Army captain and now a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security in Washington. So, Philip, seriously, you think the cops deployed in Missouri are as well tooled up as you were in downtown Bakuba in 2005 and 2006?
Well, not quite as well tooled up. They don't have the on-call artillery and helicopters we did. But in terms of what they're carrying, it's almost exactly the same gear, the same body armor, the same rifles, and in some cases, the same vehicles.
There were a lot of soldiers, as I recall, riding home for Kevlar vests and special skins for Humvees in the early days of the invasion. One tweet I saw recently was from a guy who was part of the invasion in 2003 in Iraq, and he said the cops in Ferguson have better kit than he had. Is that plausible?
It's plausible, but it's not the point to see the real one-to-one comparison. The point is that it's to point out the absurdity of the militarized response in Ferguson, that, you know, this is not a war zone. These are not insurgents. These are our own people. And the police there ought not use the same level of force and response we did in Iraq.
If I pull back and kind of just look at what you and other vets were writing online, I get a sense that there's a feeling that this heavy arming is a bad thing, at least for a police department.
Yeah, I think there's a sense that this isn't the country we fought to protect, that we don't want to see our streets become war zones, and that there's something jarring about seeing the same force you used as part of an occupation used at home, whether it's in Ferguson or Los Angeles or any other city around the country.
Some of the criticism, as you know, is not just about how the police, like in Ferguson, are equipped. It's what they're doing with these guns as well. On one Storify thread that I read, more than one vet spoke out against the cops for pointing their weapons right at protesters. Tell us what the problem is with that.
The problem with this kind of military response is it really chills speech. And what you have in Ferguson is a protest where Americans ought to be able to peaceably assemble and redress their grievances towards government. And when you have a very souped-up police force aiming weapons at protesters, that really chills that fundamental right to be an American and that fundamental right to speak out. And that strikes me and a lot of my colleagues in the veterans community as wrong.
What's that like for you to kind of like suddenly have this come into your mind?
There's a very jarring comparison when you see police forces in a city, whether it's your own or it's one that you see on the news, wearing the same gear and acting as if they are soldiers at home. It doesn't sit well, and it makes me wonder whether the militarization of our police has really gone too far.
It sounds like you think it has.
Yes, I do.
You were actually working with police in Iraq for some time. Tell us what you did differently when you were on foot patrol in Bakuba with your Iraqi police colleagues.
The biggest lessons we took away are some of the ones that are ingrained in the Army's counterinsurgency manual, which is that force is sometimes most useful when not used at all. And sometimes the most effective weapons are things like relationships and money for reconstruction and diplomacy. We were able to build relationships with the relevant political players in our part of Iraq, and that had a more salutary effect on violence than trying to defeat the insurgents by killing or capturing them. We had to do some of that too, but in general, we were more successful the less force we used.
That was former Army Captain Philip Carter speaking with me today from Washington.